You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Welcome to Hattage Underground, everybody. This is the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Macho Sampson.
Voice the Villain.
And we have two special guests today. First guest.
Unique 87.
Awesome. Second guest.
Chaos Money.
Chaos Money. A round of applause for our lovely guests. First time recording with us.
Super excited.
How y'all doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing all right. It's a Tuesday.
It's really good for a Tuesday, actually.
Yeah.
I feel good.
It's not bad.
It was hot as fuck yesterday, but I love the heat.
The rain cooled it down today.
Yeah. Somebody getting pregnant tonight.
Oh, my.
Where's that bell at?
I'm in
Grab the bell
today.
Now.
So he can say the fuckery.
I can say the fuckery today.
How y'all doing today, Macho and Villain? What y'all? How has the week started off for y'all?
It's great, man. I've been living my best life.
Yeah.
Your best life. Back and forth. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've been good. I can't complain. You know, I'm just glad to be on the show.
I'm glad that your monkey ass is here, actually.
What you talking about?
What you talking about?
What you mean?
I ain't talking about shit just yet. What about you, man? How you doing today?
Chaos, he said, how you doing, bro?
I'm good. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Good fella. Blessed up.
Blessed up. I like that. And Lovely, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing really good, actually.
Awesome. Okay.
Really good.
We usually take the first part of the show out to let our guests talk about themselves for a little bit. So we're going to just open up the floor for y'all because, you know what I'm saying, I could go on and prattle about some shit, but.
Don't nobody will hear you, Otis.
Yeah, don't hear me, Otis. I am Otis right now.
They want to hear the lady.
Go ahead and tell us and tell everybody out there in the Hattage Underground community about yourselves.
Where do I start? Jeez, oh, peace.
Start at the place that makes you laugh. So you're already off to a good start.
What makes me laugh the most? Life.
Life is pretty fucking funny.
Life is funny. Life is beautiful. So I'm on Instagram, TooUnique87. I am
shameless plug.
Thank you. I am a model. I'm an Instagram model, a fashion model, a foot model, a hair model, nail model.
Everything foot, that could possibly model. Be modeled.
Yeah.
I've never heard that one.
Really? I'm gonna have to show you my feet before I go that.
Yeah. Foot model. Okay.
shout out to all my toe verts out there.
I'm
gonna let you know if they ugly.
You about to have me pull them out now.
I don't know. She don't seem like she got ugly feet. I done seen some mechanic hands and some monkey paws in my day.
I have.
Is that the deal breaker?
Foot knuckles?
For me, nah. You know what I'm saying? I'll bust it down with some socks on, but you know what I'm saying? It's other people
out
there.
If they keep their shops, if they keep them socks on, I'm going to need you for y'all to request that you see the beats.
Shout out to my nigga Justin Slayer that was killing hoes with the Timberlands on. Justin Slayer.
My best work is that.
True trail.
You got to keep the grip, dog. It works with a grip, dog.
True trail.
If you can't pick nothing up with your toes. Hey.
I ain't no monkey. You think I'm Caesar?
Cobra ass.
Cobra.
Oh, my gosh. So I model. I just started my own lingerie cleaning company. Oh,
lingerie cleaning. Give her the bill on that one.
Yes. Thank you. That's dope.
That's kind of dope, though.
That's creative. I like that.
I'm very creative.
Black women out here running the world.
What was the idea behind? Well, obviously, but what prompted that lingerie?
Did you hear that big gulp?
What prompted?
I had to clean that up as best I could.
Well, it started because with my modeling on Instagram and everything, it was taking off so fast and it was just going really good to the point where I'm like, you know, I have to take this energy and channel it into something positive and something that I could actually you know, benefit off of and also allow my people that support me to benefit off of as well.
Gotcha.
So I am a party host. I have a few music videos that I have featured in.
Are there any links to these parties?
I will. I will definitely post some links on my page, on my Instagram page, which is TooUnique87. 87. I actually just started another Instagram page because someone tried to hack my original Instagram page. So,
of course. How often does that happen?
I have literally had over 30 pages. Over 30 pages to the people like sending me, is this you? Is this you? No. I just started another page today.
Wow.
Because they keep trying to hack the page.
Who the fuck keeps trying to hack the page?
I don't know, but they share my pictures.
It's them feet. That's they, what it is.
I know, right?
It's them feet. It's probably some jealous bitches like, oh, I want booty like that.
Dude, I'm talking about they steal all of the pictures. They even open up a whole Facebook page of them.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, see, they're putting
they're actually putting my pictures on Tumblr, I think it is, or Twitter or something like that.
Oh, you talking about soft porn or?
Yeah, Tumblr. Yeah. So somebody told me like, yeah, I seen your pictures on Tumblr. Like, what is that?
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole nother underworld.
It's a whole nother porn hub.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, it's hardcore porn on there too.
Porn, social
it's like media. Instagram style.
Yeah, it's Instagram style.
Like somebody, like I remember when I first got introduced to it because I was like, oh, I'm going to check it out because it was like I was trying to follow like cosplay. And I was like, all right, I'm going to check it out.
And it was just pussy.
And then I was like, it went
from.
Like, it went from, like, I was casually searching, like, hip-hop stuff, and then a titty popped up.
Labia. Bum, all bum,
and then I was like.
Not macho.
I couldn't stop.
Not macho.
You. He said I couldn't stop. Did you hear that? But how, let me say, I do not post, like, full clear vagina pictures, though.
I was wondering,
why did I get added to the Tumblr thing?
Let me come in. That last picture you posted.
Jesus. So I see you did your research, villain.
Oh, right. I'm the one that brought her here.
He all in.
I'm the one
like,
that brought her here.
He's like, you know what I'm exactly saying?
I've been following her for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think when she had like 30,000 followers and she followed me back, I was like, okay, what's going on? Then I just started noticing that it went farther and farther up. Like, she got like 100-something thousand followers now. I'm like, okay.
Yes, I've been working.
I was like, she could be on the show.
I have been working. I have been working, definitely. And as y'all see, I came with me on. You have to definitely invest and support yourself. You are your biggest supporter.
I agree.
And also your biggest critic as well.
I agree.
That is true.
So on top of that, I also drive for Lyft.
Okay.
As well.
Wait a minute.
I feel like at some point, everybody has to drive for Lyft at some point.
It's super cool. I'm a people person, so it's super cool. I had one guy actually was a follower. And when I picked them up, he's like, oh my God, I thought that was something. I'm like, oh my God. Oh,
see, that's what I was about to get into.
It was like, awkward.
With women and Lyft and Uber and stuff like that.
I have my CPLs.
Oh, okay. Good.
Sips. Right. Yeah, I have my CPLs.
That's what's going on. That's good.
I done had a couple attractive Lyft and Uber drivers. It's always, I don't want to say awkward, but I don't really talk. Like, if I'm observant and people watching, I don't really talk.
So you get shy?
I was shy as a little kid, mostly because my mouth has gotten me into so much fucking trouble. So it's like, it's shy out of a sense of self-preservation.
See, I'm the other way around.
So you the opposite. You about to go ham on purpose.
Yeah, because I might start, I'll just go in there and be like, oh, you Uber driver, what's going on? What's your IG?
Oh my gosh.
You got that monkey on IG?
Oh no.
All right, I deserve that one.
You know what? I never even drove in Lyft or Uber before.
You never ridden one?
No, I haven't had that experience.
I tried it a couple times.
I've driven it.
So
I have too.
Sometimes I'll do shit. Sometimes I do shit just for the sake of
the experience.
Yeah. So one time I ate a motherfucking, not even one, I ate two edibles and then called the Uber to take me somewhere. Just so I could.
Did you say two edibles?
Two edibles. Just so I could fuck with the driver.
Did they offer some water? That sound like a lit time though.
It do.
Sound like some shit you would do.
Oh my god!
So I start telling them like halfway through the conversation, it was like funny. I was telling jokes and shit, and then I got like real serious and I started talking about like trauma and shit that never happened to me.
Just start making shit up.
Like what? Wait a minute. What type of trauma did you tell him,
dog? Dog, talking about like being like being in a dope spot as a little kid. You know what I'm saying?
Far with it.
It being rooms that you can't go in and just the whole house stinking and you don't know why.
They leave you there and shit.
Yeah. And he was just like, are you serious? And like, he was all in.
Was it
an Indian guy?
No, I wasn't an Indian guy. It was actually a white dude named Jeffrey.
I'm sorry, Jeffrey.
Remember his name.
After what I did to Jeffrey, I got to remember his name.
Did you tip Jeffrey after that?
Yeah.
All right.
If I put you through hell, I'm going to compensate you.
You should have gave him an edible. Take this. Take what I'm on.
I'm sorry, get like Jeffrey, me, Jeffrey. I apologize.
Sorry, but yeah, that's I'll be on some crazy shit, man.
I've met a couple people through that Lyft thing. I mean, like, you know, that was weird. Yeah. The most interesting one I had was a lady came through, her and her husband. She was high off crack.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah. He ended up whispering up there like, "I'm so sorry, my wife is on crack."
Damn.
See, so like.
I'm here to get you guys there where you're trying to go.
Like, those are like retro fiends, because like who still
they were in a good
who still does crack?
I think that's commitment though.
It is, because he was like, the total. Like,
you know what? Despite what everybody's saying, I'm gonna still take this bump.
You know what? I'm gonna agree with you, Macho. You know how it's like, you got old niggas that be like, "I don't be trying to fuck with that Kush and all that shit. Niggas smoking, just give me some regular weed."
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's people that's like that, but a little bit beyond. So like, they still smoke crack.
Yes.
But I don't be fucking with these perks. Just give me some crack.
Just give me
some good old crack. Right. Back in the 90s.
Whenever you say that, you do gotta scratch your chest.
You do.
Did you see him?
Give me a spoon and an antenna.
All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna get my Demi Lovato.
Oh, okay. God. Okay. Get
Bail, please. Save She's doing better, God. Actually.
She is. Yep, What's better from dead?
She has come to terms that she needs help.
Listen, man.
I would hope so.
Demi Lovato is what, 25 years old?
That's it.
Still,
I thought she was like 45.
I thought she was like 40 something.
Listen,
you're talking
about this. You're talking about Demi Moore or Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato. Not Demi Moore.
Okay. That's what I thought y'all said. Yeah. I was about to say, Demi out here like that?
No.
Who is Demi?
Man, all but these old white bitches.
Who is Demi?
What it is.
Yeah, Jane.
Demi Lovato is like 25, 26.
Okay.
I think he know how old she is.
She still got time. I only know how old she is because everybody, I feel, as fun as the memes and the jokes are, everybody's conflating this issue. Listen. Drew Barrymore was an alcoholic cokehead when she was like 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah.
This shit
really?
Is crazy. Yeah.
She was a little kid getting turned in the club.
I mean, but
it was crazy.
She made magic.
She had access to too much money.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah, rich parents.
Rich parents. Yeah, it's a luxury.
And cocaine is expensive.
But I just know it's expensive.
It's expensive.
Cocaine, not crack. Cocaine.
I couldn't afford fries.
I met a guy that was doing cocaine.
But I was in middle school then.
And when I seen him roll up the $100 bill and he sniffed it, I said, "Oh, you a crackhead.
This cocaine, okay, baby."
And then he corrected you.
He got offended and he actually said, "This ain't no fucking crack. This cocaine, this shit expensive. Did you just see me smoke this with a $100 bill?"
Mm-hmm. Mm. He told you.
So I thought they were the same thing. One just get heated up. Man.
Why can't you have like
no, with a female like that too?
Cocaine.
Really?
Cocaine was a luxury.
Did she sniff it off your stomach?
No.
I was gonna ask if she sniffed it off somewhere else.
She a real one.
Like, yeah. I was kicking it with her for a minute, and like, she kept it a real good secret. Mm. She kept it a real good secret. And then one day I caught her slipping. She was like, "Yeah,
you want to know? You want to know something?
That ain't normal."
I know it's two women in the room. Y'all don't have to. I'm just apologize up front and forgive me. I don't think she was slipping, man. I think that she wanted you to see that. Because if you didn't see it at no time before then, look, man.
Yeah, we only allow you to see what we want you to see.
Facts. Right.
To a certain extent.
Right. I
say to a certain extent.
No, I'm with you on that.
A girl can go without farting in front of you for years, man.
Hell yeah. Or she may silently fart.
Please.
And you may not know.
Fellas, man, if you can, try to get her to cut one within 1 year of knowing her. Because you don't want to love this woman for 17 years.
And find out she
and
lying.
She let one rip and you be trying to divorce the bitch. Don't
you find out that bitch rotting on the inside.
Hey, no, I was dating this guy. And when I went to pass gas, I'm like, "Let me run to the bathroom real quick." And for some reason, I had gas that day, big time. So I did it again. He like, "Damn, you keep on going to the bathroom." It was like the third hand. came busting in the bathroom like, "God damn, you stink."
That's what you get, man. Find,
that ruined everything.
Find, search, and ye shall receive. That's why you also don't go through nobody's fucking phones, because you're going to find something.
Oh, I'm going through your phone.
Oh no.
I don't go through phones.
No,
I don't want to go through no phones no more.
Give him the bail.
Give his ass the bail again.
That's my private space.
You can't go through that.
I don't want to go through the phone.
I don't want to know. It's a dick pic somewhere. I don't want to see it.
Ain't no such thing as private no more.
We have not allowed this
man. If it's on Instagram, you can see it.
We have not allowed this man a chance to speak.
Okay.
Go ahead and give us your digesis on the phone,
please.
Bro.
This is why I feel like this way about the phone. The phone is the most powerful thing a man or woman can have in 2018.
I agree.
With that being said, a woman can hide
text messages, phone calls, pictures.
How you feel about those apps where it's like, it's like a burner text app where it just, it's kind of like Snapchat, for text, yeah, where it just deletes everything after like a certain amount of time, all your texts.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, that's true. But dig this though.
Okay.
If they got an iPhone 6 and up, you able to download an app to pull back up everything that they deleted in their phone, from text messages to pictures.
Hey, you know. Hey, says the man that does not have an iPhone.
Yeah. Was she talking about you, villain?
I don't have an iPhone. This is
true. Really? I just got one. My cousin bought me one. My cousin got me an iPhone, but they wanted to keep track of me.
That's why you got the iPhone.
And my family.
It's like having a teller.
Wow. I've never heard this type of dialogue about iPhones.
Yeah, he just actually enlightened me on a whole bunch of stuff.
Most definitely.
He's
going
to show me how to work my iPhone today.
I was dating a girl, and she was pressing the issue of me getting an iPhone, like pressing the issue, like, I'll buy it for you. So I'm like, all right, you want to buy me the iPhone? Hey, you know, all right, let's get it.
I'm like, I'm good.
I'll take it.
So then she started giving me background information about her baby daddy. Like, yeah, I caught him cheating because I downloaded the app on his iPhone. And when you got an iPhone, you can pull up where they
That's
at.
That's a red flag.
They turn their location off. You can still know where they at.
Keep track
where they going.
I got a question. Why even be with a person you gotta do all that shit with?
Bingo. And that's why I said I don't wanna do that phone thing. I don't wanna go through your phone.
What's
I don't
thick,
want you
bro?
To go through Matt. But if you had your phone.
Yes.
There you go. There we go.
Yes. No, not me. I don't do that though.
No, not you. I'll just
get
like,
that man a bill.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Please give his ass the bill.
Your whole argument is thrown out the window.
That's
fair.
If I'm yours, I'm yours. Like, my phone is your phone. I'm not gonna care about you going through it. Because if we really locked again, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not doing all of that extra stuff. Like, no.
But that's how you find out if you really locked in or not.
Really?
Shit. I'm going to give you my phone. Like, here you go. I'm going to just leave it around. But you know what? You will see after a person is leaving their phone around. If they turning that phone over.
Face
and
down.
Bingo. If that phone is face down and if it's on silent, you have an issue.
There's too many rules.
Not necessarily.
Those are the only two rules.
Oh, well,
shout out to
my phone
nigga.
Is face up.
Shout out to the nigga who took a picture of some nigga in the car.
Oh, I saw that.
This nigga was texting on his phone out the car window.
Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
Just break up with her, dog.
Yeah, it ain't
Are
worth
you
it.
Serious?
What's the point, man?
Some niggas is just cowards, man. They don't want to be alone.
It's too much. They like, well, she convenient. I'm getting convenient pussy, so.
Right, and that's why I'm single.
Yeah.
I'm single, that's everybody, I'm literally. Single.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Convenient pussy.
Single and mingling. Sorry.
It's okay.
Shameless plug.
I'm sorry.
Since everybody, you know what I'm saying, they done got the jaws flapping, the blood is going a little bit. I guess we can jump into some of these topics. We can stay on the subject of relationships. I want to bring up first, since we were talking about it before the show started. Slim Thug, man. Look.
Slim Thugger.
Apologies. I did not know who Slim Thug was. And I still don't, for real.
That shows how irrelevant he's been for the last
He's been out the game for
years.
A minute.
Slim Thug, man. Listen, man.
He ain't even. He used to be Fat Thug.
I need to Google a picture of him.
There's all these idioms about a broken clock. Is it right at least two times a day?
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying? Dog, blah, blah, blah.
Do crack can't smoke crack.
Yep. So, you know what I'm saying? Look, man, I don't think it's your place to comment on whether or not somebody's relationship is real or not, especially when nothing has been presented to us in the, 3 years the motherfuckers have been together.
He's been doing a real good job.
Nothing has been presented to us in these 3 years.
Wait, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Slim Thug's commentary on Ciara and Russell Wilson's relationship being fake. And him alluding to Russell Wilson being some type of a beta male or simp.
Gotcha.
Listen, man.
What's a beta male?
Not an alpha male.
Not
the
an opposite.
Yeah, the opposite. Like, just imagine, like, a dude that's
a runner-up ass nigga.
You are an alpha male.
Good. So
there you go.
So a nigga hate.
What's an alpha male?
The nigga that shoot people.
the nigga that's in control.
Right.
Okay. The nigga that's smacking bitches up. Bitch, and listen here.
I don't know.
You come in, you
listen,
you
Tina, you about to eat this cake. Just
go.
Eat the cake,
you
anime. He is definitely
you in charge.
You don't die a kid.
Yeah, you don't have to. Look at the eyes. Yeah.
Remember when I told you about the allergy? What's the name? Somebody told me, like, listen, if you were a dad, I would have killed you.
Excuse me?
It's okay.
Don't touch it.
I didn't on purpose.
What me this time?
Hey,
she
look.
She said that's so
I'm
sexy.
I'm still watching you.
She said that's sexy.
I'm being good. I'm being good enough.
But yeah, Beta Male, Beta Male is just like a guy that just gets ran over, gets in the friend zone.
And my
tell us how you really feel.
No, it's all facts.
You like this? Continue. Like this. Gets in the friend zone, pays for the rent, for the bills, doesn't get any play, but he's okay with it.
But listen, what is the matter with that?
Oh, my God.
Everything.
And, yeah, it's a lot of error. Shit. It's a lot of error.
I mean, but if they're in a happy relationship, why is it anyone else's business? He looks happy as hell to me.
Anybody can look happy for seconds.
Wait a minute, you mean
they
seconds?
They got a whole nother baby. They got
seconds
a
in a couple of minutes.
Oh, I thought you meant seconds like sloppy.
I mean like no, not seconds
Bail.
Like that.
Bail.
I mean like
future sloppy.
I like her.
Bail.
Seconds as far as in front of the camera, you can you know anybody can portray themselves to be happy.
I agree.
For that small moment,
I just right, especially I agree. In social media.
But my thing is typically with dudes that's supposedly soft and whack, ain't nobody got a problem.
I think he is slightly soft.
Ain't nobody got a problem G-checking them, right?
He a football player.
I ain't seen that nigga walk up on Russell Wilson and try to check that nigga.
It's a difference.
That's not going to happen.
It's a difference. You got to realize it's
niggas
a difference.
Niggas still play football.
Yeah, Ringo, but it's a difference when you come when it comes to a woman that you love, though.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You can turn the hugest, evilest, meanest giant into...
Some putty.
Some mashed potatoes.
And that's... What I was, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I've been there. I've experienced that before.
But I just think Sierra is an easy target to pick on.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, both of them really. You know what I'm saying? Again, he's a family man. He's a real family man. I see that. I see. You know what I'm saying? The love and I think Sierra really just got fucked over by Future so bad that she like let me change my route up.
Yeah.
She had this real thug, like Future, and then she had Bow Wow. Bow Wow was saying, you know, well, the Bow Wow challenge.
Yeah, she was trying. She was like, I'll try, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, but wait, hey, dig this, though. How do everybody know for sure that it was Future and not her?
Facts.
It's always two sides to every story. It's always two sides to every story.
I think what it is just for Future, it was just whatever. She seemed way more invested in it than Future did because she ended up being more hurt by it than Future was.
That's right.
But I will say this. Even with that said, I can't judge another man for how they deal with their kids or whatnot. But there were some issues early on with Future being worried about how he was looking in regards to his son. You know, the tabloids make everything hard. But, I mean, your son is in good hands, man.
Very well handled.
I don't know, but that picture where they was
it
all
went
naked.
Too far.
Yeah, I think that was pushing
kissing
it.
Them and shit.
I don't want my son.
I already told you.
Chest ass naked with you.
That was pushing it for sure.
I already told you how I feel about them naked maternity photos. Them shits is sus.
It's very sus.
I mean, and I feel like if you naked with it, just you, bingo, I'll take it. But to include, I don't know, I just think it's like.
That's a whole nother level.
Yeah, to include a whole nother, like your kid and your man. Yeah. Like,
she was being spiteful, my personal opinion.
I think she was too.
Yeah, I'm sure she was.
CC was being a little.
Everybody in this situation.
And of course, I'm sure she took this whole situation and ran with it because at this point, you got a man.
She got a check.
You got a bingo. You got a full man that's playing a whole.
She got a full check.
Father.
Also, it's not like she's relevant.
Well, she relevant now. She got the new song out that everybody going crazy over.
You don't even know that's a Sierra song.
The little challenge. Level up.
But she
did steal that beat, though.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Like, that was already
But that
out.
Was creative, though.
And Delicious made that very clear. Shout out to Delicious.
Right, shout
you know what?
Delicious made that clear. She said, I did this already. So she just re-uploaded her same video. Shout out to fucking Delicious.
I'll say that for Sierra to have like fallen off or fallen out of relevancy, her fall off was pretty cushy. She had a parachute on the way down.
I think it was cool.
She fell off into a pile of money.
I think that's true.
It's a lot of other lady entertainers that whose fall is nowhere near as graceful.
Definitely.
Who are you about to who? Like who?
What you mean? Like who? Like any of the broads that come out with a single over the summer and we don't hear about them in the wintertime.
You know who I was shocked about?
Who?
Toni Braxton and Birdman.
Who?
I thought Play that boy. Was...
I will give Play Toni boy. Braxton this. She is the... Now, I give a lot of dudes credit on a beard game. Villain got one of the best beards I've ever seen.
I like.
Shout out to Villain. But yeah, you know what? Toni Braxton has you beat, man. She is the best beard that I've seen in quite some
time. Hit the bell.
Hit the bell, bro. Hit the bell, dog.
Toni, but you know what? Can you blame Toni?
Yes. Yes.
I thought she was a bottom. Her voice is deep.
After that, I was just about to say,
I got to disagree. Toni Braxton was sexy.
Well, you said was. She was. You just said was. She was.
Holly Berry or Toni Braxton? Holly Berry or Toni Braxton?
Prime Holly Berry or prime Toni Braxton?
I go with Hallie.
Hallie.
I don't like short hair, so no, I'm going to go with Toni on that one.
You going to go with Toni?
I like Hallie. Hallie.
Come on. Cough it up.
Swordfish Hallie.
This is losing either way. Oh, yeah. It's chaos.
Swordfish
Hallie. It's chaos.
Swordfish Hallie. Like Toni Braxton ruined three of the best rookies the NBA had ever saw.
She got bodies.
And every
don't
dude,
she?
And oh, every dude yeah. that and at? Every dude that Halle Berry was with hate her. Like
yeah. they do.
How
they
you
do.
Get? How do you get Eric Benet to put hands on you? Like what?
That
is
nigga
you doing?
Don't even wear shoes.
Exactly. Nah.
How you? You know who else I was talking
I
about?
I thought he was homeless for like 5 years.
Eric, what's her name? Erica Badu. Like that bitch crazy though. Yeah. She drive people crazy.
Yeah, you got to get the Infinity Stone.
She used to be sexy bitch. Though.
It's them Yanni balls, dog.
Yeah, she used to be sexy.
It's all that.
That's that voodoo.
It's all I think so.
It's
yeah.
all that cuckoo voodoo.
Yeah.
She be down there like, honey, ain't gun for reals. You gonna kill these niggas.
Talk to the pussy.
Pretty much.
She destroyed Andre. I feel like Andre ain't never been right after that.
Nobody's never been right after
Nobody.
That.
Nobody.
What's that one nigga from TDE?
Hey, bring back Andre.
The one DLC?
The one that won't make an album. What's his name?
Absol?
Nah. He's not in TDE. J Electronica.
Oh, yeah. J Electronica ain't in TDE, nigga. Yeah, he on Rock Nation.
He might as well be TDE. He a TDE ass nigga.
J Electronica is a TDE ass nigga. I ain't yelling. The Baron about to scoop the chair.
I don't know. A lot of people, I don't know who these are.
Because he don't make an album.
Gents, judge me.
J Electronica is a rapper whose breakout song was Exhibit C, produced by Just Blaze. And he was supposed to be the next big thing. And he was supposed to bring lyricism back and yada, 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 all this bullshit. The nigga got on. Got fat.
Bail.
Got thank washed.
You. Got fat.
Bail again. Bail again.
No, I'm going to put her on bail patrol. She's been promoted. Bail
again.
Patrol.
This is great.
I'm only upset because I am a fucking fan of J Electronica, but at this point, he's not giving me content to talk about, so I'm just going to talk about your ass, nigga, and how you lazy and washed, and your album ain't fucking coming out. You a bum.
Jay, please get it together. Please.
If you want to call in, the number is 248.
Call in.
Jay Electronica go. Call in.
If Jay Electronica call in on the sun and the moon type shit.
Listen, Jay Electronica raps well in a New York accent, but you still a Louisiana nigga.
How does he rap? You gotta do it for us.
He rap like Nas, but with like
nah.
Oh, well, I don't like the way Nas rap.
He rap like Nas with a dashiki on.
We had a whole show about Nas.
Give this man the bell, please.
Why I gotta get the bell? No, I don't like the way Nas rap.
Because I like
oh, you agree?
Yeah. I like that. I like
both
that.
Trash.
Yeah.
Agreement and trash.
Nah, Jay Electronica, if you familiar with Killer Priest at all, he sound like one of the young Wu-Tang. Oh,
no, not
shit. Get it in. What's going on? Tudda. First call of the evening as per usual.
First and foremost, Jaron, leave Demi Lovato alone, dog. Respect that
That's what you call about. You always calling about the white bitches. I say nothing the whole show. And then when it comes to one coked out white bitch, you got to call in.
Oh, yeah.
Better respect
another
that queen.
Shout out to Ginger. She got this nigga on check. I appreciate you. You're respected. I love you.
He don't even know your name. He called you Ginger.
He called her Ginger. I knew who you talking about. Shout out.
You respect that
she queen. Looking like, bitch, I ain't even a Ginger. Fuck y'all all. Fuck everybody.
Hey, yo, I got a couple things I got to say today, man.
I can mute him too, right?
First and foremost, why is niggas still fucking with Sierra, dog? Like, wasn't there, like, rumors that she was a man back when she
was a man, but she had a baby, so that's been cleared out. She's not a whole boyfriend, like.
What? Say that word again.
Get yourself
morphodized.
Get yourself a bill.
Get yourself a bill.
You know what? You've been demoted.
That's what they said she was.
Call her a morphodized.
I remember those rumors. Cause
I do
remember that too. With them
and
big
she had that strong ass little Adam's
apple. Here's my thing, though. If there's rumors that the bitch is a nigga, I don't give a fuck. It's like, dog, that's too close for comfort.
Yeah, that is close.
Why are you fucking with a bitch that could be confused as a nigga?
It's a lot of haters out there.
Wasn't it her and Olivia?
Listen, man.
They were both gangbanging.
Listen, man. You can either live long enough to be Russell Wilson,
or you can play with that pussy and have a baby.
You can either have your bachelorhood die early and be a Russell Wilson, or live long enough to see yourself become Bobby Valentino.
Oh no!
R.I.P. Bobby.
Listen, man. The minute you get caught on camera running down in a project hallway with no drawers on and just a shirt, and my man start yelling out the door, "You forgot your phone, Bobby."
Dog, that was crazy.
Slow down.
Hey, I got one more thing to say. And you know, I need to ask your thoughts on this shit, because I just saw this shit in the news today. What is your thoughts on that nigga who murked Chef Doug, bro? The 17-year-old?
Oh,
I don't know how that nigga.
That was a 17-year-old?
Oh, the nigga that they gave 120 calendars?
120, damn. Nigga. Damn.
GG, my nigga.
Off top.
Yeah, good game.
Off top. You out here slanging teenage pussy and all this other crazy shit and fighting dogs and in the trap house. So why did you kill a nigga and then put his body in a house with the bitch that you pimping out, knowing where the house is, and think she ain't gonna roll over on you, first of all? And then secondly, notice how they didn't call this nigga Chef Doug at all in the article. It was like just like a headline, because they was like, well, we're not about to give no guy no props out here fucking children. We can't have that. They referred to that nigga as the Marine.
Like, what do you think we are, Fox?
Oh, get that nigga the bell.
I just want to know what kind of nigga, like, seriously, like, this nigga was out here fucking 17-year-old thoughts without condoms and shit. That's why he got his ass blasted. Like, what type of low key? Good riddance.
I ain't no love lost for me.
But wait. Bail.
Oh,
y'all do know that 17 is legal in Detroit.
I knew somebody was gonna say that.
Dead ass.
16 is
See,
legal.
The thing is, she testified as a 17-year-old, but she was being pimped out as a 15 and 16-year-old. Mm-hmm. That is not legal.
So he probably,
was it proof?
And I was born in the '80s. In the '80s, we say 15 to get you 20.
15 will get you 20.
I thought,
but since she testified at 17, then they got to give it a bitch 17. You know what I'm saying? Where that bitch at though? Anyway, or not?
She free, living her best trife.
Damn.
She hit somebody hitting her raw right
Yeah, don't
now.
Nobody care about that.
Jesus, come on. This was a child sex saying, trafficking.
They don't care about putting her in jail because she was a prostitute or nothing like that. They ain't gonna, you know. But also in the 80s, they say if it's grass on the infield, play ball.
I ain't never heard that one.
Yeah, I heard that.
They also said,
take care,
they also said she old enough to cross the street, she old enough to get hit. I hate that.
They also said if you walk through mud, you walk through blood.
You know what? These Negro phrases are terrible.
Of course they're Negro phrases.
What is going on?
Since my nigga Tootie called in and he brought up the news and we talking about politics and all this other crazy shit, before we get into that part of the show, I just want to give a five-bell salute. Free my nigga Alex Jones. Fuck what y'all talking about.
Oh, let me do... I want to do a free somebody too. Shit, since we freeing niggas. All
right, go ahead.
I want to free Kwame Kilpatrick. Yes!
You know what?
I'm with that.
Fuck it.
How many years left?
Free Kwame. You know why free Kwame?
I think they gave him life.
You know why
free life?
I think for what? I think they gave Kwame life.
No, nah, but it's,
nah,
it's,
girl,
it's,
they didn't
give
him life. They gave him a couple decades.
Nah, like 20 years, didn't they?
That nigga, that's like 10. No, he ain't got 10.
If you got 10,
I think it's about 20. He got 20 piece.
Yeah, for sure.
When he go in jail?
Life is 25. I mean, he thought 5 more. He rounded it.
He would have been out of jail if he got 10.
Yeah, like when I look at the shit in hindsight, man, when Kwame's whack ass was here, the motherfucking buses was there.
The city was coming back.
The city was coming back. All the shit that's being set up now that everybody's reaping the benefits of is from Kwame's initial deal with CompuWare and all them other niggas that put money in the city.
Yeah.
Plus, Kwame didn't fucking poison an entire city and not say nothing about it. So, you know what? If y'all gonna let this nigga Rick Dennis Snyder Archer. Slide.
Right.
Free my nigga Kwame Kilpatrick.
Free my nigga Kwame.
And while you at it, somebody need to put Shree Thedanadan and Donald Trump in touch with each other so Shree can hook that nigga up.
Is that a wig he got on?
You know it is.
Is that a wig?
That's a lace front.
Listen, Indians got some beautiful hair, but come on, my nigga.
He looks straight out of fashion.
That swoop in the front?
I'm not going to lie to you. I thought it was a joke.
It was.
When I first
next caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
For the purpose of this call, you guys can call me Seven.
What's going on, Seven?
What's going on, Seven?
How you doing?
Ain't that a movie?
Yeah,
it was a good movie, too.
Okay.
What's in the box?
Some crazy
two
shit.
Two things, just real quick.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to thirst after y'all guests because they voices are on point, and listening to them was great today.
Thank you.
I appreciate
Seven. That. So nice.
Yeah, if I was there, I'd be trying to put it down, though.
Oh, she freaky.
Wow.
Did you on a bus, Seven? It sound like...
Wait. Give her the bell. A whole lot of them.
She some girls.
Seven, we're going to give you a whole lot of bells.
She freaky.
And your second thing was?
I just wanted to tell y'all, Kwame got 28 years.
Damn.
28. Oh, bam. Ooh. Thank you.
Might as well be life.
Yeah, I said, that's what I said. Life is 25.
Is right.
That's why
life.
I told y'all. I said he got life. I told y'all that. See, y'all don't want to listen to the woman.
I believe.
Yeah, they got him on fraud, racketeering, all kind of crazy.
Oh, racketeering is the charge right there.
What about for a free Big Meech then?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Please.
Larry Hoover.
Whipping work.
Hallelujah. Free Big Meech, too. Yes, for sure. Kwame and Big Meech. Like,
they need to make that Kwame movie.
I really wish that that Obama would have went on ahead and put put that in. He could have did that both terms. He could have freed one of them one term, freed the other one the other term. You know,
Big Meech.
Yep, I wanted that pardon to go through.
Big Meech and Kwame would have had to been gay for Obama to have done anything.
Yeah. Obama, shout out to Obama, too.
It's true, though.
Fuck Obamacare, but shout out to Obama.
Oh, man.
We appreciate you calling in,
Thank you so much for calling in, Beauty View. Make sure you follow us on the gram. Follow me on the gram. My brother don't have one.
Nope, I ain't got
that. Number 2. UNIQUE, the number 87.
How you don't get a girl?
Right now.
Dang, all right, beautiful. Seven. Thank you so much,
love.
I'm
not getting on that. I didn't see it too much on the iPhone.
I ain't got Facebook or Instagram, though.
This is like people always cut it to me everybody. I'm trying to tell y'all, people always tell me like, oh my God, like everybody got it. And I'm like, dude, I know 5 people on my hand that do not have none of that social media.
Yeah, you're a legend.
Like, and I call those real, real, real gangsters.
It's a dinosaur.
Yeah, somebody cut it to me like, I know a real killer that got all of that. Like he under another name. Like
that nigga's just waiting to get arrested.
Exactly.
Right. Shout out to the Chicago Police Department that set up a decoy truck filled up with Nikes, just waiting for niggas to rob it.
No way.
Yeah, the Jordan.
Are you serious?
Niggas is literally willing to die over a couple dollars worth of linen and rubber. I love it.
Bait car they ass.
I mean,
it's fair.
That's like, entrapment, though.
It gotta be entrapment, bro.
It has to be.
You know what?
It's
usually entrapment when it's like some valuable shit or it's like some pussy, but come on, my nigga.
He said when it's
some bust down Jordans or
shit that only took like
$2 to make.
Imagine a nigga getting 15 calendars for some team Jordans.
Not even a real Jordan.
Oh, man.
Nigga, off site, I gotta shoot somebody.
Like, He's 23.
I'm kind of against that, though, all around. Like, the whole even bait car, I watched that show. And yes, it was funny as hell, but it's like, I'm against it. I'm against the fact that you are actually putting people.
Listen.
And you got to realize, you putting these bait cars by fucking bus stops, motherfucker.
Listen.
Bitches, it's 32 degrees, bitch. I'm about to hop in this car that's riding and I just seen him walk away.
I want to agree with you. I promise I want to agree with you, but How to Catch a Predator is some of the greatest.
No, that's different.
It's some of the greatest.
That, my friend,
shit.
Is different.
That is some.
I love
of,
that just, show.
Shout out to Dennis
Hansen. That show is different.
That is some of the greatest shit that I have ever seen.
I'm going to tell you.
We got to catch you up on a lot of stuff.
Go ahead, villain.
Power just taking over too much of my life right now.
This man, haven't
watched Power.
We haven't watched
Power, saying I ain't got no hand.
I'm not Walking Dead.
This man from 1997.
How you gonna beat your meat with no hand?
Jesus.
Ooh. You gotta give it those feet,
Bell.
I'm about to say, Bell yourself.
Go ahead, Miller.
I forgot what I was going to say.
You talk about Chris Hansen.
Oh, this is why that's different. Because you don't just sit a 7-year-old in the middle of the street and just be like, all pedophiles, come get her. You don't do that. That's a completely, you don't walk
have
around.
You seen, right, exactly. Have you seen some of the screenshots where the niggas go, are you a cop? Because there's a TV show where they set guys up to get caught. And you know what the response was? LOL, no. Why would you say that?
Wow.
And that's entrapment, ain't it?
You know, I'm glad they have that.
I thought if you're a police officer, they say no.
Listen, I refuse to.
I'm glad they have that because at this point, these are regular motherfuckers that's regularly fucking with kids. Right. So I'm glad they have that.
They need to.
Pedophiles.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, arrest all the pedophiles.
No, we're talking
about the pedos.
Oh, you good on the thieves. Go ahead and thieve it up, nigga.
I mean, that's what you got to have insurance for. Make sure you covered.
You're like, I'm good, right?
Make sure you covered. That's what you get insurance for.
It's not no B&E show.
They don't B&E, is it?
Yeah, no. I love that. I love that because at this point, these are motherfuckers that are going to regularly fuck with kids regardless. And what kills me is they come at that bitch with liquor and they come in there with beers and shit. Like, then they try to walk out. They be like, yeah, you free to go. Like, bitch, I know you saw the show.
It was one nigga that came in completely naked. He just came in.
You talking about Shree Thathanadan?
Shree.
Oh,
the nigga that was talking about topping off the cat.
You tearing away his campaign. His campaign going to be over.
Hey, ain't nobody.
I was about to say,
he ain't gonna get unvoted after this show.
First of all, the Baron wants to say this. Now, I appreciate all of my fans and all my beautiful people on social media that did a great job of vote shaming niggas that didn't go out and vote because they're not shills and fake politically active like the rest of y'all. But listen, as entertaining as the prospect of Shree Thathanadan, and I know I'm saying that nigga's name wrong.
Of course.
But it don't matter.
I call him Sri Lanka.
Shree Thathanadan and the worst, and the other guy, Abdul, that I've been seeing everybody been voting for. Listen, man, Michigan is a red state, and it's niggas in Michigan that's still laughing at the fact that thousands of children were lead poisoned in Flint. Y'all niggas is delusional thinking that they about to put anyone of Middle Eastern or Asian descent as the governor of this racist ass fucking state. Facts. Please give me the bell right now.
Yeah, most
please.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Most definitely.
But you got, you know, we in a red state. We in a Republican state. So we got three foreign dudes?
It's two guys going for governor and one chick named
Tlaib. It's a white woman. So it's like, who are they going to vote for?
But it's all on the Democrat or non-Republican side.
But you know, it's a lot of white men that's just like feel emasculated by.
No, it's what it is. It is the fact that the cities don't have the same population that they had before. Usually, the cities used to be able to buck with the entire state. Used to be able to because all the Democratic votes in Michigan are centralized in the cities. But because the cities are in such shitty condition, where does everybody live? In the fucking suburbs. Mm-hmm. Which areas are most...
Somebody on my thing said ring the bell on y'all.
Okay. Which areas are the most gerrymandered? The fucking suburbs. So everybody that left the city for job prospects and safer living that went out to the cities, all they votes is just getting swallowed up. So it don't fucking matter.
Yeah. It's going to be a Republican to win this motherfucker.
Of course.
Snyder Jr. is going to be governor. Facts.
Snyder Jr.
Unfortunately.
It's already lined up for him. Like, he didn't even really have to do much.
Well, you know what I don't get, though?
What don't you get?
I hope I'm not going out of my league by saying this on air.
Oh, no, we ain't on. FCC ain't here. Go ahead and speak freely. Talk to
I just don't get why the people or the guy that shot up the little kid school ain't go to any of the... the president showings or no shit like that.
I see what you're saying.
Well, there was one crazy nigga that did it in Arizona. Shot up a state rep.
I said present. The president. Our current. Like, you know, you shooting up an innocent school, a school full of kindergartners. Take your ass to something that's worth it.
Oh, because the niggas that hate Trump ain't got no heart.
Yeah, it's facts. A bunch of pussies.
Yeah.
Get mad at me if you want, niggas. I ain't seen y'all niggas do shit. Y'all ain't touched nobody.
You ain't never shot nothing. You ain't never poked nothing. Nigga, stop fronting. You
know Trump's hard body, though.
I'm like, we about to bust a flow.
Low-key.
Cheek, cheek, boom, cheek.
Trump hard body.
Low-key, Trump the most hard, in my opinion, in the Baron's personal opinion, Trump the most hard body president since Nixon. Get mad at me if you want.
Because if he get on Twitter, it's a wrap.
Do you hear me? He got them Twitter fingers. He bodying niggas.
He gonna deliver Twitter saying.
Fingers. I'm just waiting for the only person that can take Trump down at this point is his wife.
I forgot she was even a thing.
She's still alive.
We don't even know what she is.
There. I forgot she was even there.
Melania, she don't even know what she is.
Melania Trump is the first lady.
She the first lady.
You gotta respect
this.
That.
The first lady that was a whole porn star or whatever. All like, see, can y'all imagine? If,
how do you feel about that?
Can you imagine if that was Michelle Obama?
If even half of Michelle's titty was out, we'd never hear the
do
end.
Do you
of
hear
it.
Me? Never, like, never. If it was a, yeah. If she sneezed too hard, it right. Was like, this bitch said ha too.
She can't be showing that monkey on Instagram.
Do you hear me?
She had on. They were showing them at Beyonce and Jay-Z concert.
Do you hear me?
Dang. I ain't gonna lie though, Michelle, you know busting
funny?
It open.
You know what's funny about Jay-Z?
We get.
I kind of would want to see that though. I know. You know.
You know. You know what's funny? You know what's funny about Jay-Z? I was listening to Volume.
Wait, which Jay-Z?
I'm talking about
12. Old Jay-Z or new Jay-Z?
I'm talking about Jigga Man, Trigga Man.
Okay. Old Jay-Z.
Holla at your man. Volume 3 was pretty much the end of Jigga and the birth of Hov. So the last song on Volume 3 is NYMP, New York Marcy Projects, obviously.
Right.
So on one song, on the third verse, I believe it is, he say, who gonna stop him? Not Rudy Giuliani, not Hillary Rodham.
Ooh.
I rape and take villages. He said this.
He said he a rapist?
He said, I rape and take villages.
Pillage
and plunder.
Yeah. So like, I just found it like when I saw him on stage at the gosh. Hillary Clinton benefit concert, gosh. That verse just kept playing in my head. and it was the most hilarious shit in the universe. But
Hillary Clinton.
It's funny. I saw some shit about Beyonce in the news. Beyonce saying that she has a fupa.
Yes, I did see that.
Wait,
I saw that.
What are your thoughts on
hey,
that?
The fupa, the little
fat upper pussy area.
Yeah.
Wait. Whoa, whoa.
Pelvic area.
Bring me back.
Oh, I thought it's
stood
for pussy.
Let me stand up and show him exactly what it's supposed to be.
Let me move out the way.
It's this area right here. Like.
Okay, so area. It's above the pussy.
Yeah, but
below the belly button,
it may bulge out a little bit more.
She cracking up.
Yeah, most women get it when they had kids.
You see how? Yeah.
I've seen a couple that I seen a lot that had it without no children.
I call it a fanny pack.
Some people call it a pooch.
Okay, the pooch.
Yeah,
it's like the kangaroo carrier.
Get it engineered a bell right quick. She earned that.
Game over, man. Game over.
I mean,
I think she just trying to earn another spot, another star.
Another notch.
Like, dead ass, like, come on.
She got all the stars. She got all.
She has them, but she's still trying to gain more.
Beyonce ain't all that cold to me.
Oh, yes.
I've been Kelly
for the longest.
Hey, you know what? Everybody don't want to speak on it. I'll put it how it is. Woo! Hey, dig this here.
I like this
Beyonce
guy over here.
Beyonce is so overrated, bro. She is petite. Skinny, like if that's what you like me, if you ain't got no meat on your bones, I don't want to eat.
It was for years I thought she had an ass until I saw, like, this bitch ain't got no ass for real.
No, she don't.
It's just fish.
She can sing, most definitely.
She can sing.
I'm not
going to
take that away. She can definitely
sing. Yeah, she can sing.
But as far as looks, I done had females look better than her. She overrated.
Only reason why he can say this is because he ain't got no social media.
Let me pull up a
right.
picture of
the Beehive can't come for him.
This man would be thrown offline so fast.
Let me
the Hive beating swarmed your ass.
So the Baron.
Oh my gosh, he definitely would get like murdered on social media. Do
so
you
the
hear
Baron,
me?
So the Baron's gonna the
don't
Baron's,
come for me, Beehive. I'm just saying.
The Baron agrees. I've seen better. But she pretty fucking powerful. She pretty fucking powerful.
I mean, and she is.
She's solidified.
Most powerful.
That, she is,
for
yeah,
sure.
She's I give very that.
We're not taking that for sure. It's just,
yeah, she most definitely that.
And you know something? Like, it was like years ago, I was the crab ass Hov stand. I was like, this bitch is ruining this nigga and all this shit's whack. Every shit she got there.
Oh, no, she upgraded him most
definitely. They upgraded each other.
What made
he didn't upgrade her at all. Are you saying musically or are you saying just like
period?
Business.
What made me respect Beyonce was the fact that, like, at a certain point, I was looking at all the hate that she was dealing with, and I was looking at how she was dealing with it, and I was like, this bitch is not giving up. She ain't giving up at all. Like, all the hatred, all the shots, everybody taking shots at her, Rihanna, Carrie Hilson, and she came out with that bow down, bitches. Rihanna. I was like, you know what?
Oh, the diss tape.
I was laughing so hard, I was like, I can't even be mad no more.
She did body all of them.
Yeah, she did. And that goes back to you having a significant other that build you up instead of bring you down.
Facts.
So again, that's why it goes back that they build each other up. They
I just
they
hate that she just kind of made Hov weird.
Yeah, she did.
We call it awkward hoe.
It was awkward hoe. It was
like you jet skiing.
No, ain't nothing wrong with jet skiing. Please give me a hood ass motherfucker that want to go jet skiing with me.
Shout out to awkward hoe with the jet skis and the shades.
Like, come on.
Beyonce.
And that goes back to what I was saying. It takes a certain kind of woman to channel.
With the booty shorts on. What is Hov doing?
I ain't seen no
booty shorts.
Hov out here looking.
Hey, they cannot be too. That's that powerful woman.
Beyonce just made Jay-Z less ugly. That's the only thing she did.
Oh, most definitely that. Yeah.
What he say? Out here taking selfies.
What
he
say on Family Feud?
What's wrong with that though?
What he say on Family Feud?
Give me a real hood guy that I can turn.
Ain't no such thing as an ugly billionaire. I'm cute, and they had the little Mona ad lib pretty much.
Hey, but that's facts though. Facts.
Heavy facts.
That's facts though.
Shout out to the big homie. Shout out to the big homie.
I ain't gonna call him my big homie, but yeah, shout out to Hov.
Hov make me laugh. B. Hov make me laugh, man.
Hov is hilarious.
I don't know what he got going on now, but his new hairstyle and all of that is just like, are you going hippie on
Beyonce
him?
Dressing him up?
Yeah. She lay his outfit out.
You know what? I don't even think it's
out.
That.
I was about to say, but you know he get paid for advertisement too.
I agree.
Nah, well, you know what I think is going on? This is conspiracy villain.
Oh, God.
This is what I think is happening. Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce, right?
Yeah.
And I
like that thought.
And he made her look foolish, right?
Kind of.
So she was like, I'm about to make your dumb ass look foolish for a couple years.
I can do anything.
I'm going to dress you up in these pastel suits.
Are you talking about the
You're
going to
wear
suits?
Headbands.
And you
going to
show them that
hair.
I run you, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on helmets. You're going to have a helmet on.
Hey, I'm digging a thought.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm digging a thought.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on right now. She was like, you're going to look silly for
She was like, you're going to be on my album.
You're going to make, you're going to have all these fucking babies, and you're going to be a, you
Sit
have
your
a,
ass at home and take care of these goddamn
your,
kids.
We're going to see your dad bod.
Dad bod Hov. Shout out to Awkward Hov. <man. laughs> Awkward Hov.
Awkward Hov. Unk Hov.
Unk Hov. Big Unk. The big homie.
The waffle sandals coming.
I mean, at this point, they done such a good fucking job with their little whole family PR campaign. Blue Ivy is technically the sweetest member in the family.
She the best one.
I can't wait till Hov petty ass set Blue Ivy up to have the greatest fucking rap debut ever. She gonna have the one debut CD that's gonna trump
it's
Reasonable
coming.
Doubt and Illmatic. Just cause it's Hov, just cause he's so goddamn petty.
He writing all her shit. Yeah. I like that. And,
low key,
and speaking about,
I don't think he writing for her. She pretty smart. She pretty sharp for a little kid.
For sure. Speaking of Blue Ivy rapping, my 5-year-old daughter likes to rap.
She got bars?
She likes to rap. Like literally, she just got into this. We were in the car, we were driving, and she just was back there going. I'm like, what are you doing? She's back there like, I'm rapping.
She in them pockets. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excuse me. So she has three brothers. Mm-hmm. She had three brothers, and she had cut into her brother like, "Yo ass can't rap." She ain't say your ass, but she basically said like, "You can't even rap. I'm cold." And I was like, "It's like
you got a nerve."
I was like, cold. "Oh." He like, "Shut up. You can't even rap anyway." I'm like, "Hey, don't say that shit to my daughter."
You got a nurture. You please make sure you nurture that.
Oh, I am. When I tell you like, when I encourage her and I put the songs on, and she just be going to the beats, and it be funny. So I do have. If you go to my Instagram, everybody that's following that decides to follow me, go check the stories out. Y'all gonna see her on there, and she's just over there going, and it's so cute. That's my only daughter, so I literally just
that's mini. That's your little mini.
That's
me.
My mini me. Yeah, she runs all of her brothers. Yes.
How old is she?
She's five.
Five. Okay.
Just turned five. Yes. So,
hey, question: we allowed to talk about police on here?
Yeah, shit. We got about 2 minutes left.
Right, you got
the show.
2 minutes.
Throw it in, please. Get
how
it in.
How y'all feel about that? The police getting away with sexual assault and touch of people, like I've experienced this back in 2016.
Run the story past them real quick.
Real quick,
minutes.
Short. You can look at the video on WXYZ.
Oh, it's documented.
Man sues Allen Park. Yeah,
It's on YouTube. What WXYZ on YouTube?
The Baron just want to say, from the bottom of his wretched ass heart, fuck the Allen Park Police Department. Facts.
No
love lost from you. No love lost over here. None.
Heavy facts.
Man, I was sexually assaulted by, you know what I'm saying, a police officer. And
We going the full through the video whole, is on YouTube.
Yeah, the full video is on there.
Links.
Right now, we're going through the whole little process and moving up to federal court. You know what I'm saying? But
oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely looking for justice. You feel me? Definitely looking for justice.
I think we all had some whole ass experience with the police.
I did. Them bitches gave me a DUI.
Wow.
Was there probable cause for that DUI?
No, I had just got off from my job and I was sleeping at the light.
Oh, that is probable cause.
Drunk out of my saying.
Hey, but they ain't had no problem calls for me though.
They did a blood draw. My shit came back under the limit. I was in that bitch like, huh.
Not for me. His excuse for pulling me over was he couldn't see the license plate.
What?
You feel me?
He just bought the vehicle.
It's 6:30 in the afternoon, summertime, June.
What?
Oh, nah,
he couldn't see the license plate. You feel me? That's that. That's number one.
That's some whole shit.
Number two, we get to the police station. He keep telling me, hey, you got something on you. So my man did a legal cavity search. You know what I'm saying? Figuring I got weed or anything, pills, whatever.
We just
never found nothing.
He took you to the station for that?
Took me to the station. The whole time is being recorded.
Yeah, I hope you win that.
The whole time is being recorded.
Bullshit.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Two other officers came in watching the whole thing, not willing to help. They came in actually making the situation even worse, provoking them.
Wow.
You feel me? Never found nothing.
That's
nothing.
That's
no traces of nothing. No blunts in the ashtray, nothing. Because I don't smoke or drink. You feel me? Never found nothing.
That's why I couldn't even get an apology.
Right. Pray for my nigga K.
Couldn't even get an apology from the guy.
That he get justice.
Right. For sure, for sure.
Please follow
he's
this
also,
story.
You want to tell him he's a minister as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm a minister. I minister young men, whether they black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, to lead them out of the bad situations that I was doing, selling pills, weed, swiper, no swiping. Y'all know what that is, young
punching. Person.
You know what
punching.
I'm saying? Been there, done that. Lead them, you know what I'm saying, to the right direction.
Thank you, man. You got anything you want to say before we close?
No, I just want to tell everybody thank y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all go follow the Instagram. The number 2, UNIQUE, number 87. I want to thank all of my brothers for having me.
I love y'all.
I want to thank our engineer.
Shout out to the engineer.
I love y'all.
Keeping the got her hair down. Looking pretty.
No, she took it down. She like, it's that
I told
time.
Y'all, the engineer is the best part
I teach
part
kids.
Of the show.
Let's just say I had an incident involving honey today that I don't want to talk
it's
about.
It's always something
that's
in your hair.
That's freaky, though.
There's always something in my hair because they don't stop touching me.
No. Sexy girl, they see the sexiness.
No, they're very small children. Please don't say that.
Oh, no. But you are sexy. I thought about that honey, like things you can do with that.
We don't want to get R. Kelly.
Not in this scenario.
We don't want to get R. Kelly, but we do want to thank y'all. Everybody out there that came out, showed up.
Thank y'all, everybody. Thank y'all to all my Instagram that all tuned in because y'all been here. I love y'all.
We appreciate everybody that came out to listen to Hattage Underground.
Thanks
you can check us out every Tuesday, 9 p.m. ish. CPT, y'all got to bear with us, but we appreciate it. Thank y'all. Until next time, this has been the Mighty Meta Baron.
Macho Samson.
Voice the Villain.
Unique 87. 2 Unique 87.